there's one thing you learn working as a private detective. People will do the darndest things. As a case in point, I give you Alan Crane. He's a young man hiding in the underbrush in the New Jersey Palisades. For an hour, he stands there motionless. And only when he hears a car draw up does he make his presence known.
That's you, George?
What'd you expect, Alan? Lady Godiva?
I wish you wouldn't ask that way.
Oh, don't be a scoop. Get in.
You weren't followed out here, were you?
You stop acting like a child.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes I wonder what I ever saw in a man like you.
You know I'm crazy about you. Listen, George.
Stop it, Alan. I want to talk to you about Frank.
Must we talk about your husband now?
Why do you think I asked you to meet me out here?
Well, I thought that we...
You couldn't have. Otherwise, you would have realized I wouldn't take a chance. Now, Alan, listen to me. I think I finally found the angle. Ever hear of San DeMarco?
The man who owns the stables?
Yeah, that's the boy. Young Frank up for $26,000 last week. Welched on a bet.
What's that got to do with us?
Maybe everything. When he said he wouldn't pay off, Frank got excited, made a couple of threats. Now, if anything were to happen to Mr. DeMarco, can you see the position that would place Frankie in?
But what's going to happen to DeMarco?
There's no telling. He might even have a fatal accident.
I don't follow you.
Look, Alan, there's nothing very difficult about it. But if I've got to put it in words of one syllable, all right. If DeMarco was murdered, Frank would be the number one suspect. And after the cops got through with him, that would leave us free to do what we wanted.
You don't know what you're saying.
Oh, it's the only way. We'd never have to worry again. Now, DeMarco got an apartment at the Chelsea Arms. He'll be there tomorrow night, and so will you. Only you'll be carrying a .38 police special.
I won't do it.
You claim you love me.
You know I do.
If you don't do as I ask, you'll never see me again. Now make up your mind, honey. Gonna let a little murder stand in your way?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, don't stand there with your mouth open. Go ahead, knock.
It's no use, Joyce. I can't do it.
Oh, don't be a fool. Everything's going like clockwork so far. He's almost proud of you, the way you talked to the desk clerk. Spoke up like a real man. That phony mustache and that coat, he'll be sure and remember you.
I'm scared, honey.
Oh, listen, you spineless jellyfish. Gonna let all our work go down the drain? Now get a grip on yourself. Knock on the door.
I can't.
Oh, right, I'll do it for you.
Joyce, listen.
It's too late. For Pete's sake, try to act like a man.
Yes?
Hello, DeMarco.
Now, look, Marshal, what are you doing here? I told you... Hey, wait a minute. You're not Frank Marshall.
No, he isn't.
But you're Mrs. Marshall, aren't you?
Yes. I wonder if we could have a few words with you.
Okay, come in.
Thanks. Tell me, Alan.
Sure.
Well, what's this all about?
I understand you owe my husband some money.
Well, if Frank sends you around to collect, he's wasting his time.
Don't jump to conclusions, Mr. DeMarco. I've got no more love for Frank than you have, so I thought you might be interested in helping us pull a fast one on him.
Hmm. What do you mean?
Suppose Mr. Crane here can show you something that'll solve all your problems.
I don't get...
All right, Alan. Show it to him.
Huh?
Well, what are you waiting for?
All right, put away that gun. What do you think you...
DeMarco?
Joyce, I killed him.
Shut up.
I killed him, Joyce. We better get out of here.
I killed him. Shut up. Now pull yourself together.
Joyce, somebody may have heard the shot.
Not a chance. All these wounds are sound.
Joyce, please.
Listen, I didn't go this far to have you louse things up at the last minute. Give me the gun.
Here.
You wipe off the print?
Yeah.
Okay, now tear off a button from Frank's coat.
What for?
Because I want the police to find it clutched in DeMarco's hand. Now pull it off.
I can't.
Oh, must I do everything around here? There. Now open his hand.
No.
Come on, he won't bite you. He's dead.
All right, but hurry.
Well, that's the way. You know, Alan, I'll make a man of you yet.
In a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. But first...
that's where Mrs. Waring's little boy, Michael, got himself involved. For 3 hours after the murder of Sam DeMarco, my door buzzer sounded off, and when I answered it, there stood Trouble with a capital T.
Hello, Mike.
Well, if it isn't Frank Marshall.
Ain't it awful?
Come in.
Thanks. You wouldn't have a drink handy.
It's a bottle of bourbon deluxe in the bar. Help yourself. You better take it easy, Marshall.
You don't know how I needed that.
I got a small idea. I've been listening to the radio.
Then you know I'm hot.
Yeah, you got the thermometer higher than Zsa Zsa and Porfirio. They got a tri-state alarm out.
I didn't kill Sam DeMarco.
He welched on a big bet to you.
Yeah,
and in your racket, letting a man get away with that could ruin your business.
That doesn't mean a thing.
It does when they find your gun next to his body and a button off your coat in his hand. And what about the bellboy?
What bellboy?
The kid from the Chelsea Arms. He identified you from one of your pictures as the man who asked him for DeMarco's room number.
I tell you, it's a frame.
Why did you come here? They can nail me for harboring a fugitive, and that means my license.
Okay, Mike. Sorry I bothered you.
Wait a minute. You say this is a frame?
I swear it.
If you're lying to me, Marshall...
I give you my word. Wouldn't I be a sap to let anybody see me going into DeMarco's room?
That's what I was thinking. Sounded like the killer went out of his way to be spotted. And while I might buy that button they found in DeMarco's hand, when you add it to the other things like the gun, it's too much.
And you believe me?
You're staying here, aren't you?
Thanks, pal. I won't forget this.
Skip it. You got any idea who might be behind this routine?
Nope.
Well, obviously, it had to be somebody who could pass for you. Now... who do you know about your size?
Oh, 100 guys.
Name one.
Well, Steve Burns.
Where can I find him?
He's out on the coast.
Well, that's a big help. Any further nominations?
I tell you, the million guy.
I'm still waiting for number two.
Well, Alan Crane.
Who's he?
A guy who used to work for me.
Did you fire him?
Yes, he didn't have nerve enough for the business.
Well, then, Mr. Crane sounds like a likely suspect.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Alan's yellow. He'd never have enough guts to pull a deal like this.
You ever hear the story of the worm that turned... where does Alan Crane live?
At the Kenyon.
Okay. Sit tight till you hear from me. With a little luck, it'll be real soon.
All right, Buster. What's on your mind?
You talking to me?
That's right. I understand you wanted to see me.
You Alan Crane?
No, I'm his brother, Walter.
Well, it was Alan I wanted to see. Any idea where I can find him?
What's your name?
Mike Waring.
You're a private, Dick, aren't you?
That's right.
What do you want with Alan?
I just want to talk to him.
About what?
It's a personal matter.
That tells me a lot.
It tells you all you have to know.
Look, Waring, I asked you something.
And I answered you. Now, suppose you answer me. You got any ideas where I can locate him?
No, but let me give you a little tip. Don't search too hard. Who knows? You might find something you're not looking for.
Who is it?
It's me, Walter. Open up. Hi.
Shut the door.
I ran into Harold Plant. He said you wanted to see me.
He told you right. Just what have you been up to these past few days?
Nothing.
Why was Mike Waring asking about you?
Who?
Mike Waring is a private dick they call the Falcon.
Don't ask me.
Then who am I going to ask? You're still seeing Frank Marshall's wife?
No.
You better not if you want to stay in one piece.
I swear, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. I guess you are. Come to think of it, I saw her a couple of times last week at the Warumba Room with Charles Montaigne.
Who?
Charles Montaigne. The guy Winchell called the latest in French heels.
You're lying.
Okay, I'll show you the collar.
No, I mean about Joyce and this Montaigne.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you know...
What? You just told me you packed her in.
Yes, but if she's going with this man,
I knew I'm going to get a straight answer if I have to tear you apart. Are you still seeing that dame?
Let me alone.
Has she been using you for any dirty work?
Let go of me, Walter. I'm old enough to take care of myself and Mrs. Marshall, too. Hello, Joyce.
Alan, what are you doing here?
I had to see you.
Oh, that was smart, with a cop hanging around outside.
I couldn't help myself. I got worried.
What's there to worry about?
You don't understand. I killed a man.
Shut up.
I did it for you, Joyce.
That's right. Blame me.
No, I didn't mean it like that. You know, there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for you.
And why don't you stop talking so much?
Joyce, there's something I've got to ask you.
What?
Do you know a man named Montaigne?
Montaigne?
Charles Montaigne.
No.
Are you sure?
What is this, a third degree?
I just heard that you've been seen places with him.
Whoever told you that is a liar.
Well, it comes from an awfully good source, Joyce. My brother, Walter. He claims he saw the two of you at the Warumba Room.
Are you going to take that sneak's word against mine?
He says he's seen you several times.
Well, maybe he has.
Joyce.
Why, you sniveling fool. Here's your head. What can any woman with blood in her veins see in a man like you?
And you were only using me.
What are you going to do about it? You're a murderer, Alan.
Don't say that.
Well, that's what you are.
It was your idea. You're in this as deep as I am. If I went to the police, they'd...
Shut your mouth. And you get out of here before I really lose my temper.
Get it, Arthur. Is Alan Crane in?
Yeah, who wants to know?
Oh, hello, Sergeant. Isn't this a little off your beat?
Oh, hiya, Mike. You know the rest of the boys.
Sure. Hi, Artie. Hi, Dick. What goes on here?
What would be your guess?
Now look, Corbett, you don't have to be a brain to figure out what plays when you find half the homicide division here. Where's Crane?
I took him down the morgue about 5 minutes ago.
What happened?
What didn't? Someone got sore and took the old blunt instrument to him. Should have seen his face.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's just as well. All right, you guys. How about getting back to work? What'd you want with Crane, anyway?
I just wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, about what?
Various things.
Like why he was afraid of Frank Marshall?
Listen, Sergeant, Marshall had no part in this deal.
How would you know?
Because I've known the man for years.
Well, he's changed. He's killed crazy, Mike. He killed Sam DeMarco and Alan Crane.
Why should he?
DeMarco welched on a bet.
What about Crane?
Well, he was playing around with Mrs. Marshall.
Who says so?
I do. Crane kept a diary. And when you can spare a week for some light reading, I'll let you take a peek at it.
I tell you, you're barking up the wrong tree. I can prove that Marshall had nothing to do with it.
Well, I'd like to see you.
All right. What time did Crane die?
About a half an hour ago. Give or take a couple of minutes.
Okay. Marshall's at my place.
What?
Now keep your shirt on. I can prove it's a frame.
Who are you calling?
My apartment. If Marshall killed Crane a half hour ago, he wouldn't be at my place. It'd take him at least an hour and a quarter to get there from here.
And you think...
I told you what I think. It's a frame.
Yeah, but we
I don't care what you found. Marshall couldn't have done this.
Well?
There's no answer. Well... There goes the ball game.
Yes?
Hello. You're Joyce Marshall, aren't you?
You're another one of those cops?
Not exactly. My name is Mike Waring.
Oh. You're the one they call the Falcon. Frank often spoke of him.
Can I come in?
Sure. Sit down.
Thanks.
Can I offer you anything?
I'll settle for a little information. You know, Frank's in a bad spot. The police think that he killed Sam DeMarco.
You don't have to tell me. I always warned Frank that crazy temper of his would get him into trouble.
You want to be careful when you make statements like that, lady. That's the kind of thing that can put a rope around your husband's neck.
Oh, did I say something wrong?
Look, Angel, let's stop trying to kid each other. Suppose I told you that Alan Crane was dead.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
So he killed himself.
Who said he did?
Well, naturally, it's so.
That's not safe when a man's had his face bashed in with a ball bat.
Who did it? Frank?
Why should he?
Oh, I thought they might have had a disagreement over business or something.
You sure it wasn't over you?
Really, Mr. Waring. That's the funniest thing I've heard in years.
The cops think you were in love with Crane.
Well, don't I look all broken up over his death?
Yeah, I can see I made a mistake.
A bad one. And now, if you don't mind, would you please go? I've had a very exhausting day, and you've done nothing to improve it.
Well, I told you you'd be wasting your time with that Marshall dame, Mike, when I lay my hands on her husband.
You'll know no more than you do now. Frank Marshall didn't kill Sam DeMarco and Alan Crane.
Well, if Marshall's innocent, why didn't he give himself up?
Because he knew you'd never believe him. Listen, Sergeant, you're proceeding on the wrong theory.
Oh.
Now, suppose Joyce Marshall wanted to get rid of her husband.
Well, then why didn't she shoot him and be done with it?
Because she would have been the most obvious suspect. You'd have grabbed her 5 minutes after the kill. No, it was much safer to frame Frank into the chair.
So you think she and Crane killed DeMarco?
Right.
Well, then riddle me this. After they get all through, why should she kill her boyfriend?
The dame's crazy enough about a guy. She ain't going to knock him off later.
Wait a minute. Maybe Alan Crane was just a stooge. Suppose there was another man in the background.
You mean they were using Crane as a pet?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to find out who this third party is?
Well, there's two ways to do that, Sergeant, and I prefer the easy one. Let's go up and ask her.
Okay, Mike, here's where we get off.
Okay. You can go back to headquarters, Lewis. I won't be needing the car for a while.
Hiya, Sergeant.
Oh, hello, Al. Mike, meet Officer Burke.
Hi, Officer. How do you do, sir?
Anything new, Burke?
No, sir. I was just going off duty.
Where's your relief?
What relief, sir?
Well, you know you're not supposed to go off your tour until you're replaced.
Well, I thought this case was in the back, sir.
Oh, who told you that?
Mr. Marshall.
What?
Well, he went inside about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, you blithering idiot.
Take it easy, Corbett. Listen, Burke, you say Frank Marshall's in there?
That's right, sir.
And you didn't stop him?
Well, he had a safe conduct pass signed by the commissioner.
Well, it was a phony.
Well, how should I know that?
Why didn't you check with your precinct?
Come on, Corbett, we're wasting time.
I'll talk to you later, Burke.
Where are your keys?
I think maybe this baby ought to do it. Yeah. You see him?
No.
Maybe they're in one of the other rooms. What's this lead to?
The living room, if I remember.
Okay, stand back. When I give you the word, open the door and get down. Now!
All right, Marshall, get him up.
Well, wouldn't you know it?
Nobody there?
Only Mrs. Marshall, and she don't count. She's dead. Let me by. I better call the coroner.
In a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. But first... Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
And so death came for Joyce Marshall. And while Sergeant Corbett made with the telephone, I went on a safari through the apartment. It didn't take long.
How'd you make out, Mike?
There's no one on the house. You know there's a back entrance to this place?
Well, there is.
Right off the kitchen.
Well, then that explains how Marshall got out.
I guess so. What'd you find out about her?
She was strangled.
That's a switch.
Yeah. I'll say one thing for your friend, Mike. He's a versatile boy. He killed DeMarco with a gun.
I still say he didn't.
All right. I'll even grant you that. Suppose Joyce here and Alan Crane murdered DeMarco. That gives Marshall a better motive. He found out what his wife and her boyfriend were up to, so he killed them both.
And where does Charles Montaigne fit in?
Charles Montaigne? Who's he?
I found these letters from him to Joyce in her vanity.
Oh, hot stuff?
Hotter and hot.
Okay. I'll arrange to have him picked up for questioning. But why don't you come clean, Mike?
What do you mean?
I got an idea you know where I can find Frank Marshall.
Maybe I do. All right, Sergeant. Get me a phone book.
How much further do we go?
Just another flight.
Another?
Well, you said you wanted your killer.
Yeah, how do I know this ain't a rib?
You'll have to take my word for it.
What makes you think we'll find my party here?
It's the only logical place for him to hide out. Yeah. Now look for apartment 4C.
4C. There it is.
Yeah. Better let me take it from here.
Well, go ahead. But I warn you, if your friend starts acting cute, I'm prepared.
That you, Waller?
Yeah.
Okay, come in.
Did you get... You're not Waller.
No.
Well, you know...
Look out, Jordan. He's got a gun.
I'm warning you, Marshal. Okay, friend, you asked for it.
You all right, Mike?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's take a look at our friend. Marshal.
You're wasting your time, Sergeant.
I can see that.
No, I mean for another reason. He's not Frank Marshall. If you remove that phony mustache, you'll see he's Alan Crane.
No, thanks. I gotta be at home. But before I go, I wish you would answer something for me.
Okay.
You expect to find Crane in that apartment instead of Frank Marshall?
Naturally. It was Crane's brother's apartment.
Then when you said you knew where to find Frank Marshall...
I meant the morgue.
Ah.
When I asked Marshall who could double for him, he named Crane. Well, while I went around looking for him, Marshall must have gone right to his apartment and the two of them had it out.
Yeah, that figured.
Yeah, especially when you told me that Crane's face had been battered in. I thought it might have been done for a purpose, to keep the police looking for a man who was already dead. That left Crane in the clear. And then there was that cop you had staked in front of Marshall's home. He claimed he saw Marshall go in, but not out.
Yeah, naturally. He went out the back way.
Now, you tell me why a man who's wanted by the police takes a chance on flashing a phony pass when he could have avoided trouble by going in the back way.
So he wanted us to think that Marshall was still alive.
Right.
And then Crane was the one who killed Joyce Marshall, too.
Yep. Must have found out that she was using him for a fall guy.
Well, it only goes to show you. Never can count on the worm not turning.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. If I don't want to get killed, I better be at home. Little woman's waiting.
Give her my love, Corbett.
Yeah, well... Oh, incidentally, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You ever give any thought to settling down?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, get married. Go home at night to a loving wife.
Oh, that's not for me, Fran. From what I saw tonight, that marriage stuff is murder. Good night, Sergeant.